This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got three quick hits for you guys today. There's been some updates in the points and miles and travel world that I wanted to really make sure that you guys had brought to your attention. So the first is a new welcome offer that I think is a really good one, pretty amazing, and want to absolutely take advantage of. And this is for the Chase Inc. Unlimited card. So this is a business credit card. But what's unique about this is it's a zero fee card. It's got an intro APR of 0% for the first 12 months, but it's right now offering an elevated offer of $900 in cash back, but that correlates with 90,000 points. So you have a card that has zero fee, 0% interest for 12 months, and is giving basically $900 in cash back, and that's for a $6,000 spend in the first 3 months. Now, if you tuned out and you said, oh, well, this is a business card, I can't use it because I don't have a business, we've had other people on the show talk about this before. You may have a business and not even know. If you drive for Uber, if you have any sort of 1099 income, if you sell stuff on Etsy or Facebook Marketplace or eBay, you can almost quantify anything as a business. You do not have to have a federal EIN number. In fact, a lot of people operate as a sole proprietor and just use their social. Another thing, just as a new business owner starting out can put business expenses on their personal credit card and still track that with their accountant, you can have a business credit card that you put personal expenses on and you just don't write them off as business expenses, right? So it's the complete opposite, but very, very doable. Or unless you're like me with the wealth management practice and the other businesses that I have, you can actually just set this up under one of your businesses. So again, what's really unique about this, the cash back is usually $750. It's now elevated to $900. Now, in order to turn that $900 into points, you have to have a Chase points card. And there are three options for you there. The Chase Sapphire Reserve, the Chase Sapphire Preferred, right? Those are kind of the two biggest ones in the personal space, or the Chase Business Preferred card. So if you have any of those three cards, then when you rack up the cash back on this Business Unlimited card, or really any of their cash back cards, so this applies to their Freedom Flex and Freedom Unlimited, any of their cash back cards, you can actually unlock the points and turn that cash back into points. Very, very simple. You can actually just transfer very quickly, instantly, and for free your points the cash back basically over to one of these other cards. And when you're like myself, you have all these other cards already, it actually just all shows up as points. I never even see it as cash back anymore. And so this is huge. Basically, that 90,000 points, even the points guy has said that it's worth about a little over $1,800 in value. So 90,000 points that you can use with Chase through either redeeming through their travel portal, which is the least thing that you want to do, but again, very easy, or do what we talk about, transfer to airlines, transfer to hotels. You should be able to get close to $1,800 of value with this zero fee, 0% intro APR card. So that's number one. And we're going to link to that card in show notes as well to make it easy for you guys. And appreciate it, obviously, as always, when you guys choose to support our links, because that supports the channel. Number two, speaking of transferring points, there are currently a few transfer bonuses for September that you want to be aware of. So Amex right now has a transfer bonus to Avios, and that is a 30% bonus. Avios is under British Airways, Iberia, Aer Lingus, and Qatar Airways. So if you're thinking you need points for a Qatar Airways flight or an Iberia flight, you can actually transfer your points to British Airways, and they will instantly, once you link your profiles, instantly transfer to Qatar or wherever you want to go. That's a 30% bonus. So that means if you transferred 1,000 Amex points right now to British Airways, you would get 1,300 Avios out of that. The second one is Amex to Hilton. That's another 30% transfer bonus when you transfer from Amex to Hilton Honors. But this is something to be really aware of, and this is something that I have to remind myself of constantly. Amex actually transfers to Hilton on a 1-to-2 ratio, meaning every one Amex point you transfer is 2 Hilton Honors points. So if you go online and you see a Hilton hotel is 80,000 points, 100,000 points, whatever it may be, we're just going to go with 80 as an example, and you might be thinking, man, that's so much more than a Hyatt or some other or IHG property. Well, keep in mind with Amex, for an 80,000 point per night hotel, you would only need to transfer 40,000 points, Amex points specifically. However, with this transfer bonus of 30% going on right now, basically 1,000 Amex points equals 2,600 Hilton points, right? So now that 80,000 per night point or 80,000 points per night hotel, you would only need roughly 31,000 Amex points to transfer over for that, which is really amazing. And both of the Amex transfer bonuses I just mentioned, those both expire September 30th. And then the last one I'll mention is Capital One. They have a transfer bonus to Flying Blue. That's for Air France, KLM. You're going to hear about it in an upcoming episode, but basically our trip that we just took to Bali and Singapore, we actually transferred our points to KLM and got a China Airlines business class flight, which is what got us to Bali. So that's a 20% transfer bonus. So 1,000 Capital One points equals 1,200 miles for Flying Blue. Two things I want to say about this. One, most importantly, only transfer points if you have a very clear plan to redeem them. Do not just say, hey, I think I'm going to use these points eventually. At some point, I'm going to transfer them and take advantage of the bonus. If you are 99% sure you just haven't booked it yet, obviously you haven't booked it yet, but if you're just 99% sure you're going to do this, that's fine. But don't just do it completely speculatively and say, I'll transfer 50,000 points. I might use them in a year or so. Do not do that. It is better to just wait until you know for sure, because you never know what point opportunity is going to come around, or you might find out that you actually need to transfer to a different airline than the one you thought before making these transfers. And then the second thing is we're actually working on putting a point transfer calculator on the Bold2Go website. We already have the point redemption calculator. We are currently working on a point transfer calculator, especially to help out with calculating. All right, I know I need 150,000 points. There's a transfer bonus from, I don't know, Amex to British Airways. It's 30%. How many points do I actually need to transfer? We're working on building that calculator right now, so we'll let you know when that goes live. And the last one, the third thing, I'm not going to actually go into the details of this because ideally if you're listening, you're also a member of our Facebook group, and this was posted in our Facebook group. But essentially now through September 17th, American Airlines and its partners are running a sale on flights to the UK, Spain, France, Italy, and different places in Europe. And so we're talking round trip JFK to Spain for like $440. Now that's economy, it's not business class, but you could find some really amazing deals, especially for the fall timeframe. And the link to that is going to be in the Facebook group that we have with the full article. And again, that expires September 17th. So if you need access to the Facebook group, the link is going to be in the show notes. Feel free to put in a request to access it, and you'll be able to get that as well. That's all, guys. Those were the three things. Make sure to take advantage if you haven't already. That Ink Unlimited card is great. I've got one for actually each business. I think I only got the 750 or 75,000 point bonuses when I got them for the different businesses. So it's a great card to have. Transfer bonus, if you have a trip coming up, could be a great opportunity to use it. Don't use it speculatively. And if you're trying to go to Europe sometime soon and you want to take an economy ticket there, you can find one really, really inexpensive right now through American Airlines, and that's on our Facebook page. That's it, everybody. We'll catch you in the next episode. Have a good one.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.